Hello, and welcome to Thunder Moves Commentaries. I'm Gojira84, by myself, again, to do a really short commentary. It's on the short film from 1910, Frankenstein, starring Charles Ogle, and directed by J. Sear Dolly. Okay, so let's get this synced up, I guess. I'm just watching it on YouTube, actually, because my DVD is lost. But anyways, there's going to be the first little title card, and it's going to say, Frankenstein leaves for college. I want you to pause on that card and stay on it. Okay. Now, when you find it, you can't tell me. Anyways. Okay, I've got mine paused, and we're going to do the countdown, and right now, I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, go, and you're going to press play on YouTube. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, Frankenstein leaves for college. Oh, this movie was made in 1910. Like I said, it's silent, and it's only like 13 minutes long, so it's the first filmed version of Frankenstein's monster, and probably one of the first horror films ever. The music in this version is really, really weird. I guess it's just so stereotypical. And anyways, as you can tell, the film's in really bad condition because it was a lost film until like the 70s. And there were only like a few images of Charles Ogle as the monster. But he looks a lot younger in the film than he does in the photographs, which is weird. This is really a weird way to make the Frankenstein's monster, with like, which doesn't happen in the book or any of the other movies that I know of. Some really annoying watermarks. Exposition through letter writing. The movie stars Melly Fuller as Elizabeth, Charles Ogle as the monster, and Augustus Phillips as Frankenstein, all uncredited. Has a 6.6 out of 10 on the Internet Movie Database out of 864 votes. And I don't know why it's so low. It's not that great of a movie, but I mean, it's still like kind of. It's still. What's the word? Still kind of something famous. It's the first of its kind, there we go. So Frankenstein's made his Frankenstein monster by throwing powder in a cauldron and closing a plastic door. Yeah, the effect here was made by lighting the thing on fire and reversing the footage so it looks like it's coming up instead of going down and catching on fire. Next to the Round Hay Garden scene, this is like the oldest movie I've seen. The actors overact, but I mean, that's supposed to happen. And what's great is, if this film can be found, that means London After Midnight could be found. I mean, Metropolis was found last year in all the places, so. And it's great put together like it is. all the film. So, I mean, because this and other movies have been found, there's still a chance other movies could be found, which is pretty awesome. Pretty long creation. Don't know what that skeleton's for. It's kind of weird there. The movie was shot in 3 days in Edison Studios in the Bronx, New York. Although it's said to be produced by Thomas Edison, he really didn't produce it and didn't have anything to do with the movie. It's just because it was his company. Actually, a print of the film was discovered in the 1950s. He didn't realize it until many years later that it was a lost film, that it was rare, and then he revealed it in the 70s. A DVD releases only 1,000 copies. The film is going to be reissued on DVD in 2010, this year, since it's been a complete 100 years. Oh, that's cool. I just realized this movie's 100 years old. Pretty amazing to see something 100 years old on was filmed that long ago. The monster is scared. It's a really short door there. Just shows the limitation of all these old sets for silent films. Monster sees us. Here comes the weird kind of aspect of the movie, I guess. With the mirror, that's really cool. Kind of prevents from the camera having to be moved, but you still see everything. Like, you see the lady come in. And this is pretty much the main set for the whole movie. Comes Frankenstein. You can tell because of the music getting ominous. It's pretty weird looking compared to most designs of Frankenstein we've been used to. Ones. I don't really know how Frankenstein looked in Mary Shelley's novel, but that's hello, right, convenient. I see him back there. It's a very historic movie. Now he comes right in front of the monster. Whoa, movie. Someone get that cat off the piano. look, a wedding march. I haven't heard that in a movie before. I sound like I'm being a jerk making fun of the music, but I guess that's just me. I think this movie's very historic. I wouldn't say I think it's amazing, but it's not one of the films in America. This part of the film looks really watchable. There's not much fruit damage. Blue tint. Of course, that's to make it so you can tell it's nighttime and not. Oh, she discovered him. Well, what am I trying to say? So you can tell it's nighttime because I couldn't, make the sense less than, considering it's spooky only happened to, three or four sets. And it takes place pretty much completely inside. And now here comes the whole mirror thing. Again. Yeah. And he looks in the mirror and apparently he disappears and then he's inside the mirror. And then he gets mad. Apparently he gets this almost looks kind of like a Jekyll and Hyde style thing. Oh, the friend just skipped right there. And then he looks into the mirror and Frankenstein goes away. Well, no, the monster goes away, not Frankenstein. And he destroys it by looking in the mirror. And him and his wife are happy and so, Frankenstein, and it's not the Timberlake's names of the production. It's kind of mean. Casey. Not that many people. Well, that's Frankenstein. I probably give it an 8 out of 10. Because it's a pretty fun thing to watch, and it's really historic. Even though no one really considers it that way. Well, yeah, they do. I mean, I never see it on, a big list of films. Well, you know what? 8 out of 10. It's pretty good. This has been Thunder Moose Commentaries. Thank you for watching. Bye.